Breaking news tonight, Israel says it has launched an attack on Iran, striking dozens of targets around the capital, Tehran. The Israeli military said it was striking at Iran's nuclear facilities and said that Tehran was secretly trying to build a bomb. For the latest, we're joined now by NPR's Hadil Alshalchi in Tel Aviv. Hi, Hadil.
Hello.
So your day has started quite early in Israel.
Yeah, that's right. So it's Friday morning here, and around 3 a.m. we woke up to sirens. Now, those aren't uncommon here because they go off every time the Houthi rebels in Yemen actually attempt to strike Israel. But this time, we also received alerts on our phones that instructed to prepare for a, quote, major threat. And then later, the Israeli military told us that the sirens here were preemptive to allow Israelis to prepare for a possible counterstrike from Iran, since Israel had just launched an attack there. Israel said it was also canceling schools and public gatherings on Friday.
Okay, tell us more. What exactly do we know about Israel's attack so far?
Well, so far we know that people in Iran woke up to large booms around Tehran. There were reports of smoke rising in some neighborhoods there. The Israeli military is calling the attack Operation Rising Lion, and it said that the Air Force launched dozens of attacks targeting nuclear facilities and military targets. An Israeli military official told us this morning that Israel had no choice but to attack Iran, that it had a, quote, gun to its head as Iran built up its nuclear facilities. You know, for years now, Israel has said it won't allow Iran to create a nuclear weapon, something Iran says it doesn't want to do. And then Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that the attacks had hit Iran's main enrichment site at Natanz and will keep going for, quote, as many days as it takes to remove this threat.
Well, of course, Hadil, this attack came just hours after President Trump said that he did not think an attack was imminent. So did Israel ignore Trump on this one? How much do we know on that front?
I mean, so Israel and the U.S. have lately been at odds on how to deal with Iran's increasing nuclear capabilities. You know, Netanyahu has called for military force all along. But the U.S. and Iran have been holding rounds of talks in the past weeks about Iran's nuclear program. The U.S. actually wants to strike a deal with Tehran to limit its nuclear capabilities in exchange for lifting sanctions, which have crippled Iran's economy. You know, Iran insists it has no intention to build a nuclear weapon, although the International Atomic Energy Agency said it has enough enriched uranium to theoretically build a bomb. And just yesterday, the same UN nuclear watchdog censored Iran for the first time in 20 years for not complying with its inspections. And then Iran's response was defiant. It announced that it would start a third enrichment site in the country.
Okay, well, given all that context, what is the Trump administration saying so far about this attack by Israel?
I mean, there was some foreshadowing this week because on Wednesday, the State Department ordered the evacuation of non-essential staff from the U.S. embassy in Iraq and then authorized their departure from other embassies in the Middle East. President Trump, like we said he didn't actually want Israel to launch an attack, saying it could mess up diplomatic solutions. His envoy, Steve Witkoff, is actually supposed to meet with the Iranian negotiating team in Oman on Sunday. And then this morning, the U.S. State Department released a statement saying it was aware that Israel had, quote, taken a unilateral action against Iran and that the U.S. was not involved in the strikes. It said Israel told the U.S. the action was self-defense.
That is NPR's Hadil Alshalchi in Tel Aviv. Thank you very much, Hadil.
You're very welcome.